In Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU, a big college football rivalry plays out Saturday night in Seattle when the Washington Huskies take on the Oregon Ducks at Alaska Airlines Field at Husky Stadium. The Ducks are coming off an upset loss to Washington State last weekend. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says that was just one of the big events that put the Pac-12 conference in the national spotlight this past week.
Art, the Washington Huskies and WSU Cougars dominated the headlines.
Last week was a big week in college football, especially in this state. The University of Washington went down to Los Angeles and beat the USC Trojans 17-12 Thursday night on national TV, ESPN. And the Cougars went to Eugene and beat the Ducks 45-38 in double overtime and really turned out to probably save Mike Leach's job. He's the head coach who's been in a lot of trouble. A couple of weeks ago, he lost a game to a lower-tier team, Portland State, and there were people who said, this guy is in trouble. Well, now he's not, and the Cougars are really looking forward to, I think, a season that might include a bowl game now. It's a big turnaround for them, and the Huskies are also on the rise.
Well, yeah, and the next big event is the Washington-Oregon game Saturday night.
Right, it's another biggie. The Oregon Ducks have dominated Washington, 11 wins in a row, and man, are Husky fans upset about this. And there is no one on the calendar that's more important to defeat, at least for Huskies fans, than the Ducks. And the Ducks are operating with a quarterback problem and a very weak defense. They're 3-3 right now. This is just 10 months after they were in the national championship game.
Well, Oregon's quarterback problem is because they lost their Heisman Trophy winner, Marcus Mariota, who's now in the NFL doing well. And they have a quarterback now who is from Eastern Washington?
Yes, Vernon Adams transferred from Eastern Washington after completing his eligibility there. And last year he played with Eastern when they nearly beat Washington at Husky Stadium. He's a very good quarterback, both running and passing, and he's been hurt. So the Huskies really don't know which quarterback is going to show up for Oregon, but if it's Vernon Adams, this is going to be a very difficult endeavor because I think the Oregon is still stinging from the Washington State loss. It's going to be a big deal for them to beat Washington, too.
And speaking of quarterbacks, WSU's quarterback Luke Falk is making national headlines as well.
Yes, Luke Falk is the perfect quarterback for Mike Leach's offense. He's really a dynamic passer. He lit up the Ducks, and I think he is going to be a force in the Pac-10 for quite a while.
All right, so the other big news in the Pac-12 in the past week was the firing of USC and former UW football coach Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah, that was not a surprise necessarily, but the actual firing was a shocker. This is a big program. And Sarkisian entered an alcohol rehab facility. The reports are it's a minimum 30 days, and it could be longer. Who knows on these sorts of things. But I think the key thing is he's getting help for an alcohol problem that was a part of his tenure at Washington, but it never impacted his job. It did impact his job. That's why he was fired there. I think a lot of people are supportive of him, and there's a lot of criticism about both USC and Washington for their handling of it. But the remarkable thing from the football standpoint is that his assistant coach, Clay Helton, will now be the fourth coach in 4 years against the big rival they have with Notre Dame. They play on Saturday. Helton succeeds Sarkisian, who succeeded Ed Orgeron, who succeeded Lane Kiffin. In these last 4 years, lots of tumult at USC. UCLA has lost a lot of players. The Utah Utes are the number one team in the Pac-12, fourth ranked in the conference, and things are wide open for both the Huskies and the Cougars to advance their station this season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.